Guys, welcome to our podcast. Pick up the phone, sis. I'm Nay, and
My name's Teresa. Today we're going to be introducing ourselves in episode one.
so let's just get right into it. How
Yeah.
did so we just sorry, y'all, my tongue got twisted, but we're just gonna kind of talk about like how we first met. When I first met Teresa, I had seen her on TikTok. It was a viral, and I was like, "Oh, she's so pretty." So I ended up following her, and then I went to her Instagram because you know, bitches be nosy. And I went to her Instagram, and I was like, "Oh, she's signed to the same agency as me." I was like, "Oh, that's dope!" Like, and I had just moved to New York, and I was like, "Bitch, I need a friend." So I followed her on Instagram, and at this time, I was living in the models department. And I had been there about 4 months, so I was like, it's about time for me to get on out, get my own spot. So I had randomly, like, I hadn't contacted her anything yet, but I started looking like through stories, and I seen that she had posted looking for a roommate, and I was like, shit, me too. So boom, slid up, seen the room, liked it. She told me I could come view the apartment. And so I came. It was in Brooklyn. I'd never been to Brooklyn, y'all. It was my first time in Brooklyn, so I was like, interesting, because I was living in Jersey City.
Jason, like,
Yeah,
not the suburbs.
I was like, okay. So, whatever. But I was so excited, huh?
Just on the corner every day, post it up.
Yeah, it was throwing me off just a little bit. I ain't gonna lie, but I was so excited because I was like, this is like gonna be like my first time like having like my own apartment. Like whatever. So I went into the apartment, obviously. Well, first I couldn't find it and I was like, what the hell? And so I finally found it. I go up the steps. And I'm like, hi. So I just go look in the room and I'm looking around. And I'm like, oh, okay, we got our bathroom. You know, I got a little space to put a little bed here. Well, the closet's decent size. Everything in New York is small, like whatever. I was like, okay, cute. I'll take it. So I was just like, yeah, I'll take it. Just let me know and I'll just send you the money, whatever.
And this is
All
what it
right,
from my
bye.
perspective.
I was like, okay, bye. Thank you.
I'm trying to get a roommate, whatever. Posted on my Instagram. It's my first time. I was just like asking random people to come live with me, even though I've been living with random people in New York. That's what it is, unfortunately. So I was like, okay, whatever. And so she slid up and she's like, oh, I'm looking for an apartment. Da, da, da. So I was like, okay. And I look, of course, me too. I'm snooping around, seeing what she got going on her Instagram. And I'm like, she's signed to the same place. So at the end of the day, if she's a weirdo, if she tries to steal, if she don't try to pay the rent, because mind you, I was already on the lease and we just had needed someone else to like pay for it because she wasn't going to be on the lease. So
Tries to steal a story.
the worst, I know where she works. And I can badmouth her if she does something crazy. So I said, this is perfect. And obviously, me too, looking for a friend. We live in the same exact life. We're the same phenotype, basically. If you know anything about fashion and modeling and whatever, they like, oh, big and black, same person. So we were living the same exact life. So I was like, okay, period. She comes, and mind you, there was like other people who had slid up, but I was like, this seems like the person I would like the best, so let me hurry up and get her up in here. So I was telling her like, yeah, we have so many people trying to see the place, like basically like, bitch, you need to hurry up. So she hurries up and comes like 2 days later. She comes to the apartment. This girl's mute. I'm like, okay, like I don't be talking like that either. So she has those like,
Mute is insane. I said
girl,
some
you were
words
mute. I mean, she was like,
compared to what you know about me now. Hi.
so then I'm like, okay, like, she's not really giving me. I mean, there's not much to look at. It's a New York City apartment, but she's also not giving me much to go off of. So I was like, okay, well, I think it went good, whatever. And then she was like, okay, well, I need to get my money and then I'll send it to you. And I was like, okay, whatever. So then she moves in. Maybe, I think you move in like, I think the lease started in like a November. Maybe you moved in like a right
The
before
end of November.
end of November, right? So I was like, okay, she hands over the money, doesn't move in for 2 months. I'm like, okay, well, that's her prerogative.
2 months is dramatic as well.
Anyway, so I was like, okay, whatever. So then, so that December I go to Ghana. So we don't, really connect or whatever. Then the new year I come back like January, and we still hadn't like really chatted or hung out or anything. We just was,
Yeah, because I'll be in my room.
yeah, she was just in her room with the TV on loud. So I was like, okay,
Because
whatever.
I'll be on the phone. I know I talk loud.
I was like, okay. And then our roommate started being a weirdo, and that was when we started being close. And then we were like, okay, let's go to London. Well, she was going to London, and I said, oh, well, I just got signed to London. Let me go at the same time as you because I don't want to be in a different country by myself.
Type.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dead. I was like, yeah. So we went to London. And I was there for like 2 weeks by myself, y'all. And when I tell y'all, the first week I got so sick off the plane. Then I was PMSing. I was just having a rough time. There was no AC. And I was just like, I think we were texting too, like at this time, like, hey, you like, how is it? And I'm like, y'all, I think I'm dying over here. And I didn't have no good food.
Crazy. I was like, oh my God.
Man. So it was just a lot going on in like the first 2 weeks, week and a half. Like, I was like, okay, it's getting crazy. So then Teresa ends up coming. And when I say y'all, we had like the best time. Like, I was like, I feel like I've been knowing this happen for my whole life. Like, something, this bitch is crazy. Like, Teresa's the funniest person, like, without even trying to be funny. Like, cause she be dead serious, but it's just so hilarious. And I just be like, I never met somebody who just get me, bitch, cause I get you too. Like, you know what I mean? So
Okay.
it's just like, we realized that, like, I think we really did like kind of have a lot in common, but are like two total different people at the same time. You know what I mean? And yeah, we was just vibing. We was outside. We was trying. Now, Teresa gonna try different foods. I'm so picky. Like, I eat the same thing. So she
Girl,
like,
I've
girl.
never chased a plantain before. I said they don't have that in Atlanta. Like, what the fuck?
No, I just, I mean, I'm African American. I mean, a lot of African Americans don't have some plantain, but I'm just saying, like, I'm not Caribbean or nothing like that, so like I ain't grow up eating no fried plantains, but that was the most delectable treat I had. I thought they taste like bananas too, because I didn't. People would have tried to have me eat plantains, and I'd be like, I don't want that. I hate bananas. You couldn't pay me. Somebody would literally have to pay me $3 million to eat a banana. Like, I physically can, like, I can't. It would have to be top dollar. Anyway, that's so off topic. But just went on a tangent. But for real. So yeah, that was my girl down. We had some times. We was partying like rock stars,
Okay,
man,
that's how
laughing.
it
Loved it. The man them got the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Man
ate
them
down.
too.
The social life ate down in London.
It did. Social life did eat down. We did end up finding some decent food spots. So if you from London, you from the UK, we ain't trying to like talk shit about y'all shit, but some of that stuff was just not seasoned. So hit us in the comments with the
It should
best
change
food
the thing.
places. Because as a tourist, baby,
We
I
was
said,
going to the Chili's of London, which is Bill's that we didn't.
Bills.
And
Ooh, that fried
we would go
calamari
home
was
and everybody,
good.
we love Bill's, and they would look at us like, girl, I've never
So
heard.
sideways. I was trying to get me some Five Guys, got big, was moon face, eating down anyway. Anyway.
That was really fun. I think that made us super close. Also, this in the background, our roommate in America is talking about the lease. Mind you, this is like June, July, May. The lease don't go, it ain't up till November. So it's like, girl, we living our best Cheetah Girls life. Like, why are you talking to me right now?
Man,
I don't want to hear about the rent and the whatever.
and girl, and then never mind. I ain't even gonna
We'll
talk
save
about that.
that for, girl, we'll say we could do a whole episode on the roommates, all of
Girl, with the
them.
S,
All the temporary
sub
and
letters,
the lease.
girl. Some stuff was just too much. Some stuff was just too much. And that's just some stuff was just too much. Like, child.
The girl was from Long Island or Staten. Staten Island or something.
Girl, some stuff was just too much, but yeah, so as we were dealing with that and like amongst a whole bunch of other things that was going back and forth, what did you see like the difference in like castings and like ghosties and all that jazz?
I think for me, my main thing that I really did not like about London was how spread out everything is. Like, I feel like in New York, you go to castings. Okay, say you live deep into Brooklyn, maximum you'll leave an hour early just to, give yourself time. I feel like for London, you had to leave an hour and a half, 2 hours early, because also when we didn't know where we were going, and it was given like you got to get on two different trains that's going six different ways. They all don't have AC. They all don't have AC, and we were
They don't.
in summer, so it was like, it's imagine, and even taking two, three trains, buses, whatever, you still. I remember one casting I went to, I still had to walk 15 minutes, and I was like, and then they had me walking off. It just was looking like nothing was around. They had me going to. It gave compound vibes. I said, if I go left, I'm about to be up next to the fence, and I'm not gonna whatever. That's gonna throw me off. So I'm just looking around, looking stupid. That had to piss me off bad. Why? It was just the yeah. So I personally prefer going to castings in America in compared to London, because at least in New York, generally speaking, okay, it's gonna be in the garment district. If like, it's gonna be at Varick Street. If it's like a big brand type place, it's gonna be at Marcy Avenue stop. If it's a they want to be low key with the casting. In London, it was given. It's going everywhere. It's hot. It's no cost-effective way to get there, so you're taking the train.
I think that the train and the transportation is more expensive there. Like, I couldn't figure.
Charge per air zone or area.
Yeah.
What the hell? I'm just getting on the train. It's imagine y'all. They charge you more expensive price to go to Midtown if you get off at Midtown versus if you get off in Canarsie, because they would do that, versus if you get off in Williamsburg versus if you get off in Harlem. Like, that's unconscionable, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm laughing so hard because I was just having like flashbacks. Like, she's not lying. It was so hot, y'all.
No drama added. This is
No.
real life enactment of what was going
I got videos with like my little self hand fan like in my shirt laying in the bed.
on. Boiling, and mind you, we didn't even get to our accommodation. Because mind you, we didn't even live together. So
Basically, at
I
the end.
with, yeah, basically at the end, I was always at her place. I lived with two people. Who demographically aren't similar to me, so that was one challenge, just generally speaking. Then they had two cats, which in theory I was like, because everybody was acting like, oh my God, there's not so many options. So I said, okay, well, I can't sleep on the street, so put me there, I guess. First mistake. First night out there, I wake up in the morning. Cats crawling at my door. I'm all home alone. Cats crawling at my door. Realizing I'm in the cat's room. This is their chill out area. This guest bedroom is for the cats, and I'm messing up their vibe. So they were scratch. That was what woke me up. Scratching, 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 scratching. I was crazy. And I like animals, 5 out of 10. I could go without them. I don't care. I'm not gonna stop every dog on the street that I stop 90% of the dogs. I probably won't stop any of the dogs, to be honest. Like, I don't really care that much. The litter box was in my bathroom too. That sent me to space.
So sick.
Flooded, like day one, two, three of being there.
The tub, he said the tub was flooding.
It was a stand-up shower, and that flooded a normal duration of a shower. I was like,
I'm crying. My accommodations, it was they were for the majority of it was a vibe. It just threw me off, like that I had to come through like So they she had like this big old gate. You go through the gate and then you go through the house. Then you have to walk all the way through the house to walk down into her fairy garden, is what she called it. And then into what'd you say?
Core, the whole house.
Yeah. It was cottage core tea.
It
Yeah.
was like Harry. If y'all watch Harry Potter, like you know how Harry was locked in the little basement. It wasn't quite giving that, but just the process to get to your accommodation.
Yeah, no, it was like it was a maze to get to where I was going. And it was another thing that made it so expensive. She was redoing like the little kitchenette that they had back there, but she was like, you can come cook in the house. And what is demographically different? Would you say, what did you use?
Exactly different. Yep.
Yeah.
We're different.
And she had, a cat. And the cat would be climbing on counters. And I'm not gonna lie to you, we don't do cats on the counters. We don't do cats on the counters. Cats don't go in the kitchen. Animals don't go in the kitchen. Now, animals don't go in the kitchen. I don't care. Okay. I think that's nasty. So I was not cooking in the kitchen. So I would have to go out to eat every day. Every day it was a journey to find food, but I found this really good Turkish spot, and I would just get lamb chops every day and chicken wings and rice. The Turkish, they gets down in that tea. Oh, they love to see me coming. They love to see me coming. But yeah, that just took me back to a time. But yeah, London was a vibe. I think for me, I definitely do agree with what Teresa said when it comes to like the castings. It do be a hop, skip, a jump, a bat flip, turn back, do a split, and then you get there. And then I think that it takes a little longer for things to confirm. You could go to a casting and then they won't get back to you for like 2 weeks. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was annoying because in New York it gives like, okay, they've been looking at you for a little bit, then they might bring you in for casting or direct book you, and that whole process doesn't take that long. In London, they gave everybody any social security clearance.
You gotta like go stay for like a month, like let all the clients that you want to see you test, and then leave. Let them like send you direct books or whatever, and then go back for another stay. I think that that would be like the most effective for London because it do take so long. So if you're making money in your other cities, then yeah, it's just smarter to go back and forth. But yeah, I did book one job there. I was flying through the sky for Camper. It was really cool. It was the first time that my makeup wasn't like that. I wasn't quote quote beautiful. It was super artsy, and they put Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, pink no lip liner. And if y'all know the color wheel, my teeth didn't look as caress white as I would think they would on the thing, but it was a super dope experience. I felt like I was on America's Next Top Model. So yeah, that was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have different agencies in London. I found out at the club when I met some girl in the bathroom. She was like, "Oh, your agent." She, mind you, the girl was signed to my, at the time, London agency, and she was like, "Yeah, I've been signed here for like 5 years, and so." She was telling me my agent's name. She was like, "So and so, you know, they're not proactive," which is a thing you need to watch out for. Because if people don't want to work, you won't get work. Like, the best piece of advice I could give to somebody who's trying to start off being a model or whatever, get a team in any creative industry, get a team that really believes in you, that really wants to see you succeed, who has a vision for you, because that can really make or break your career. Because it's like,
Yes.
you can be the best model ever. You can have the look, you can have the body, skin is clear, XYZ. If your team doesn't want to like give you guidance
Work.
and work and put the extra steps in, give you advice when they know maybe you could improve on something, then you're not going to succeed unless you already have a social media following. And or our Nepo baby. But in those cases, people want to work because they see it as easy money. So if you're a regular, degular person, watch out for who you sign with.
Yeah, just make sure they really, really believe in you, because that's what we could talk about in the next episode if it makes the cut. But like the difference between having a team that cares and is gonna go for it, and like the other people who kind of just want you to sit on their board and don't have anything proactive to say, and you got to think for the whole team, not just thyself. But yeah, I hope you guys love this first episode. If y'all have any tips, tricks, comments, leave them in the, I don't know, leave them down, text them, DM.
I mean, sure, the first couple listeners, you're gonna come from our Instagram page, so you can just DM us.
Send us a letter in the mail. Send us a voicemail. We need to get a voicemail.
We need to get a like a box, a
So
PA.
you're like, pick up the phone, baby.
A copyright.
I know you're home, baby. Is it?
Okay, well, thanks everyone for staying tuned. It's for our first episode. Kisses, kisses, kisses. Bye, bye, bye from Teresa.
Bye bye bye. Pick up the phone, sis, next time. Let me stop playing. Bye, y'all.